I'd like to tell you a little bit about the person who this festival is dedicated to. Her name is Elizabeth Cotton. She's 86 years old and had kind of an interesting career. At the age of 11, wrote a song that has become pretty much of a classic called Freight Train. Actually, she started very young and then at the age of 15 got married and kind of had a semi-retirement for about 40 years, I believe. And then in her mid-60s, she was rediscovered and started performing again and has been going strong for about 20 years. So we are very proud to have our dedication to Elizabeth Cotton and the double pleasure of having her as a performer.
I'm going to play a song that I wrote and I named it Washington Blues. I want to tell you, I bet I'm the only one in this building that named itself. I know I am. They didn't give me a name when I was born. My mother wanted to name me one name, my father another. They disagreed on the name. My mother called me Babe, and the family called me Sis. So when I started to school in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the teacher knew my mother and my father, and she knew who I was when I first entered school. And she only knew my name by Little Sis Neville. So she called a roll and she says, Little Sis Neville. She says, by the way, do you have a name? I says, yes. She says, what is your name? I say, Elizabeth. Well, I guess y'all too. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna sing with me? Freight train runs so fast. Freight train runs so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I'm gone. When I am dead and in my grave, no more good time here I crave. Place the stone at my head and feet. Tell them all that I'm gone to sleep. Freight train runs so fast. Freight train runs so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I'm going. When I die, Lord, bury me deep, way down on old Chestnut Street. Then I can hear old number nine as she come rolling by. Freight train runs so fast. Freight train runs so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I'm gone once more. Freight train runs so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route. Freight train runs so fast. Freight train runs so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route.
Now, Marie Rhine.
I'd like to thank you all very much. I hope you're enjoying yourself as much as I am.
Thank you.
much.
Please welcome the Izquierda Ensemble.
In the love we share, and in the ways we go, and in the ways we touch and grow. You teach me how to love myself and be a friend to me and you. Here's a song, but tell me, is there any more that I can do?
So this one's called From Denver to L.A.
Jane Sapp hails from Augusta, Georgia. She is a pianist, singer, composer, folklorist, and a powerful, powerful performer. She's now living in Utah, Alabama, where she teaches at Miles College. She defines herself as a black woman musician who sings about struggle. So let's have a warm welcome for Jane Sapp.
And I'm sure that all of you will share this with me, that you hear a lot of folks giving you a lot of lip service about what they gonna do, ain't gonna do, might do, maybe would do one day somehow, maybe. And sometimes you get tired of this lip service, and I did. And I wrote this song. Do you ever get tired of hearing the same old voices, of seeing the same old faces, of watching the same old people, yalla? Do you ever get tired of hearing the same old rundown? Run down by the same old voices, or run down by the same old faces, or run down by the same old people, yeah, yeah. Do you ever get tired and wanna say, hey, that's enough of you now? It's time for me to say my say, yeah. Say my say. Preacher, stop your preaching and listen now. Teacher, stop your teaching and listen now. Oh, leader, stop your talking and listen now. Do you care if your children are starving? Or do you care if we're killing each other now? Oh, do you care if we're gonna survive now? Oh, do you care? Do you care? Do you care? Are you too busy ego tripping on your same old rundown? Yeah, your same old rundown. People, let's get together. It's time for some one to step aside. Time for some changes to be made. Time for a new voice to be heard. Oh, time for the last to be first. Time for the hungry to be fed. Oh, time for that new day to begin. Oh, time for the people to rise. Time, time, time. Rock this nation. Yeah. Rock this world. Do you ever get tired of hearing the same old rundown? Run down by the same old voices. Run down by the same old faces. Oh, run down by the same old people. Yeah, yeah. Do you ever get tired?
I'd like you all to welcome Teresa Dell. Betsy Lippitt. And Louise Anderson.
This song is, for lack of a better title, called Conversation. Thank you.
sunlight on the ride on the railroad rails. And I'm checking on the map to get an idea of where I'm at. Where are you, woman, where are you? I heard about a wonder of a woman who came across a backwards sort of man. But he was honest, and he was clean, and he was never ever mean. And he was true, woman, he was true. She carried him along forever. He leaned on her until he learned to cry. Till he was really truly grown, and she could leave him on his own. And she was you, woman, she was you. You, woman, you. You, woman, you. Singing guitar player. Amazingly enough, that one was me. We had a thunderous affair, and I was just a little scared. And that's the truth, woman, that's the truth.
We always travel tight together.
We do a lot of talking on the way. Sometimes we're verbose, but sometimes we just sit close, me and you. Woman, me and you. Now one day you were working on the night shift. The next day you were dancing in your dreams. You had a real blue collar on, and you were young and you were strong, and you were you, woman, you were you. You, woman, you. An idea of where I'm at, and we were you, woman, where were you? Seems I'm having a one-sided conversation. Well, driving always does that to my brains. But we went 50 miles for sure, and we'll go many, many more. Me and you, woman, me and you. You, woman, you. Conversation in a pickup truck for two. Me and you, woman, me and you.
You, woman, you. You, woman, you.
Right now, here is Moonrise.
And last, but certainly not least, Alive.
We'd like to do a new one for you now. It's called Slaves.
Too bright, too beautiful. sadness. Don't you think that it's time for some change? Woman, oh, don't you know you gotta change? And don't you know you're the spirit healer?
Thank you.
So it gives me great pleasure to present to you J.T. Thomas and Holly Near.
Reba, my little amoeba, when we met by the Spirogyra, you set my cell on fire, a love like mine, for a little Sarcodina so fine, we'll go on for eternity, how happy we could be. Swimming side by side, will the frog sing, here comes the bride, and then we'll split in two, so there'll be more of me to love more of you. Oh, Reba, my little amoeba, I feel so happy when you're near. Let's meet behind the algae, dear, and talk a bit, and pseudopodally walk a bit. Then we'll go for a ride on a rotifer wheel. That's the protozoan version of the automobile. Oh, we'll take a ride, and you'll be right by my side, and then we'll split in two, so there'll be more of me to love more of you. Oh, Reba, my little amoeba, a swinging cell membrane and a groovy vacuole. Oh, you're a Sarcodina with a lot of soul. You got the cutest little cell in the one-celled nations. And I've been chasing you for a thousand generations. Oh, my amoeba, my love.
Do you still run? every day, I love you. Oh, sweet darling woman, even though you may disappear, I will be here, sweet darling. Darling woman, don't run away, don't change your mind, don't break my heart. I will be here.
Sunyi Paz and Martha Siegel.
This year is the International Year of the Child. It shouldn't be one year, though, as when we have the International Year of the Woman. You cannot remember women or remember children only one year. And the children in the whole of Latin America, I have seen them myself in the streets of Chile, wandering, wild birds, no place to sleep, no place to go. The same in the streets in Argentina, and they sell newspapers underneath their arms like wings, and whatever they make doesn't allow them to even sometimes to eat enough. And you see them hopping in trains, and that's what this song is all about. It says, how nobody protects this life that is just blooming. Isn't that life and love is lost like a child in the streets? Canción por un niño en la calle, song for a kid in the street. This is, by the way, the author is Tejada Gomez, an Argentinian poet. A esta hora exactamente hay un niño en la calle. Hay un niño en la calle. Es honra de los hombres proteger lo que crece, cuidar que no haya infancia dispersa por las calles, evitar que naufrague su corazón de barco, su increíble aventura de pan y chocolate, poniéndole una estrella en el sitio del hambre. De otro modo es inútil, de otro modo es absurdo ensayar en la tierra la alegría y el canto, porque de nada vale. Trepándose a los trenes, cambiándonos la risa, golpeándonos el pecho con una ala cansada. No puede andar la vida recién nacida a precio, you niño a la calle. Porque él te ha olvidado que hay un niño en la calle, que hay millones de niños que viven en las calles y multitud de niños que crecen en las calles. Los veo apretando su corazón pequeño, mirándonos a todos con fábula en los ojos. Un relámpago trunco les cruza la mirada, porque nadie protege esa vida que crece. El amor se ha perdido. Hay un niño en la calle.
And from across the country, the Berkeley Women's Music Collective.
Thank you.
without any further ado, I'd like to introduce Kristen Lems.
Right now, with no further ado, is Mitzi Collins.
Gonna sing a song right now by Jean Ritchie. And this is a song she wrote really about her home in Kentucky. And it just sort of reminds us again about the fact we have to take care of the world in which we're living. And it's called Black Waters. Kentucky is my home, where the wild deer and the black bear so leap they did roam. By clear rushing waterfalls, the wildflowers dreamed, and in every green valley there flowed a clear stream. Now there's scenes of destruction on every hand, and the black waters run down over my land. Sad scenes of destruction on every hand. Black waters run down through my land. Well, the quail, she's a pretty bird. She sings a sweet song. In the roots of tall timbers, she nests with her young. But the hillside explodes with the dynamite roar, and the voice of the small bird is heard here no more. And the hillside comes a-sliding, so awful and grand. and the poisonous waters flood over my land. Sad scenes of destruction on every hand. Black waters run down through my land. In the rising of the springtime, we planted our corn. In the ending of the springtime, we buried our son. In summertime comes a nice man, says everything's fine. My employer just requires a way to his mine. Then they tore down the mountain and covered the corn. And the grave on the hillside, a mile deeper down. And the man stands and talks with his hat in his hand. And the poisonous waters flood over my land. Sad scenes of destruction on every hand. Black waters run down through my land. Not much of a home. I own my own land, but my land's not my own. But if I had 10 million somewhere thereabout, I'd buy Perry County and I'd run them all out. Then I'd sit by the stream with my bait in a can and just watch those clear waters run down through my land. Now wouldn't that be like the old promised land? Clear waters run down through my land. Now wouldn't that be like the old promised land? Clear waters run down through my land.
Yena de la Madrugada is a construction worker, and she also is a flute instructor at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music. Deirdre McCalla is not a construction worker, but I've seen her and she looks great. She's not a construction worker, but she hails from Milwaukee. Together they form a very, very gifted musical duo, and they call themselves Gypsy.
Sailing right on past the summer, to an autumn breeze. Well, I've taken another lover. Sure feels good not to be alone anymore in the night. And I don't say this 'cause I have to prove how much I may not need you now. Just thought you'd like to know, babe. I'm all right. I'm all right.
This is an old Tracy Nelson song.
Take your place, as no one can. You hide it. When things got rough, I've learned how to give now, but what good does it do when no one can touch me the way that you used to do? But it's not losing you that's got me down so low. Just can't find another man to take your place, as no one can. You I know you're a
it's not, it's not good. And I hope you understand that I'd change if I thought that I could. This coldness inside me, well, you know it's starting to build. I just can't be myself if I can't be fulfilled. But it's not losing you that's got me down so low. Just can't find another man to take your place. But it's not losing you that's got me down so low. I just can't find another man to take your place. There's no one can.
All of you, welcome, Joanna Kasdan.
I was tired from the road. I put down my load in Montana at a tavern cafe. Saw a young woman there. She had soft, wavy hair and to me she did say, I want to tell you I'm a cowgirl, don't think I'm the bar girl, I worked in the saddle today. When I wet up my whistle, I spend my own pay at the Range Riders Cafe. He taught me to ride, and he bought me the first horse I did own. Before he passed on, he said, girl, you just do what you want to, as soon as you're grown. So now I'm a cowgirl, don't think I'm the bar girl. I worked in my whistle, I spend my own pay at the Range Riders Cafe. And let's drink to my mom. She's the one works in a bar, always did. It's 18 miles away. She serves food and drink, and she says what she thinks, but she cries each time I ride.
Child of a bar girl, I worked in the saddle today. secret is the fortune of all womankind. She's always controlled, she's always confined, controlled by her parents until she's a wife, then a slave to her husband the rest of her life. That's an old song, here's a new version. Well, she was a poor girl and she loved to sing. Her voice was as clear as the rising of spring. Her boyfriend played banjo, they made quite a pair, and their love and their music were simple and fair. His buddy played bass and she learned the guitar. Saved up for a trailer, they played near and far. The agent said, "You boys are doing just fine, but I think she needs practice, let her stay behind." She bought smaller blouses, she curled up her hair, in hope they would keep her, in hope they were fair. He still liked her lyrics, he still liked her bed, he'd dedicate albums to her, so he said. So she stayed at home with her new baby girl. She said men with children won't travel the world. By day she would praise him, by night she would yearn. He wrote her one letter, he never returned. She worked in an office, she earned her own way, soon met a young fiddler and asked him to stay. She kept him well tuned and she kept him well fed, and the banjo man's poster stayed over the bed. She worked in an office, he worked not at all, and one night she scolded, "Go sleep in the hall." He broke half her dishes, he shouted and swore. She said, "Fiddle up some rent or don't come here no more." A saxophone player blew in the next year, and a drummer who filled up her bathtub with beer, a mandolin poet who cried on the phone, and there were times she was gladly alone. Oh, hard is the fortune of all womankind, except for the woman who makes up her mind. So listen, dear friends, verses more there are few, and what happened for her still will happen for you. There's new folks in town and they moved in next door, two women with dulcimers, children and more. She said, "I don't need them, my lover's a star." But later that night she got down her guitar. She found an excuse, she would borrow some flour. Next day they came over and talked for an hour. The strings were in tune and the children at play. She said, "Life can be good, I don't care what they say." Now after each concert she'll speak plain and free that a musician's lady is a sad thing to be. So take your own courage down off of that shelf. You can sing for the world, you can live for yourself.
Thank you. There's a song that I've written that there are a couple women whom some of you know who perform the song better than I do, and I'm going to join you in the pleasure of hearing them do it. They will introduce the song, but I would like to introduce to you women I've worked with and shared a lot of music and ideas with on both sides of this country, Betsy Rose and Kathy Winter.
Come gather round, good people, and you must listen well. There's a danger in our country, as you will hear me tell. It begins with banging elbows as peacefully you dine. It will end with the destruction of all that's good and fine. So pass the laws, make it clear in every clause. Left-handeds are humanoid, we've got to keep them unemployed. Southpaw liberation is the ruin of our nation. Make it formal, make them normal, pass the laws.
We can't have them in the army
or teaching in our schools.
Their minds are backward,
sinister.
They'll undermine the rules, and they're stubborn as the devil, though we lecture every night that the Bible cautions us to follow all that's good and right.
education is the ruin of our nation. Make it formal, make them normal, pass the laws.
We have tortured them
and twisted them
and taunted them with rocks.
Tried Thorazine and Freud
behavior mod,
electric shocks.
We've erased from all our history books this mutant 10%.
We have robbed them of their children, and still they won't repent.
I can no longer hire to babysit the young girl living next to us,
for I heard her tell the children that she is ambidextrous.
Worst of all, she had the nerve to say that anyone can learn
the fulfilling,
conscious joy
of using
either
hand by
turn. So pass the laws, make it clear in every cause. Let me be darn-humanoid, we've got to keep them unemployed. Southpaw liberation is the ruin of our nation. Make it formal,
make them normal.
The laws.
There's left and right, white and black, short ones below, tall ones above.
Many ways we choose to live,
ways we look, and ways we love.
And though differences are scary, I declare the bigger fright is in bigotry legitimized. The danger's on the right. So pass the laws, make it clear in every clause. People are created free. You're perfect, you, I'm a perfect me. Human liberation is our